John, post-rock was a term coined directly around the music of Tortoise. Do you think on reflection, as much as bands or artists might hate such tags, that at that point in time it was something that actually helped indie artists be a little bit more out of the box creatively?
Maybe there were groups who were excited about being tagged as being post-rock or something. We really tried to just do our thing and not get wrapped up in any kind of labels, because I think we just felt like we're huge fans of rock music. We're most of us come from a rock and punk rock background in music, and then also jazz and improvised music. So I feel like what we were doing was making music that made sense to us as just being a group of people playing creative music. So it seems like the label was more of a hindrance than anything else to us. If it inspired people to pick up an instrument and make some music that came from their hearts, then that's great and beautiful.
How do you keep from recording being an endless process? Because you seem to have so many avenues that you could go down for your music. What are parameters for Tortoise?
That's a hard one, you know, because when kind of the sky's the limit to how you're going to approach music, can just sort of lead to a labyrinth of no return. But, you know, I think it's just like self-control. And editing, self-editing, and just trying to be reasonable with the material. And we're all big fans of like clean and clear arrangements of the songwriting material. So we just try to keep it really focused. Most of the material is written by members of the group individually, like at our house. Like, I will write stuff and I'll bring it to the band, and then everybody does the same. There isn't a lot of like jamming at the studio together. It's more like people will bring in songs or just like little bits. Some of the ideas are more arranged and written than others. Sometimes it'll just be like a sound or a chorus or a harmony or a melody or something, and we build from that. But more often it's people have songs and we bring them to the band, and the band learns them and we record them like that.
And how was it bringing lead vocals onto Tortoise tracks for the first time? How was it in the studio hearing that against what you've been doing for so long?
Todd Rittman came to the studio in Chicago and did the vocals for Rock On, and that was amazing. Just seeing Todd kill that song in like a couple of takes was super inspiring. And then he actually was like, "You guys gotta get out here and like sing these like whatever background vocals." So we all got out there and pitched in. George's vocal track was recorded at the Yola Tango studio in New Jersey, and so that was just sort of like passing stuff back and forth, session files back and forth. If anybody in Tortoise could sing, we'd be singing probably too, but I don't think that you'd like to hear it too much.